Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, if you ever listened to me before, you can tell I have no voice today. Why is that? Because I just came back from the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo, and I've been speaking for 5 days straight. Now, I've actually had a couple of days off. I still don't have my voice back, so that's how much speaking that we had to do. It was incredible. It was everybody there said it was the best one we ever had. It was thousands and thousands of people. We haven't got the exact count in. I know we filled a room over 4,000 people, but we don't know. But it was incredible. But while we were there, one of the most exciting things that happened is that we had a standing ovation for David Fisher and his seminar. I brought him on today because I wanted you to be able to meet him and hear what he has to say. His presentation was basically how he had taken his 17-year-old son, he had been training him in real estate for years, and finally let him go ahead and do a couple deals under his own really name, but David had to sign for him because he was only 17, but they were done with him as being the partner and the person that did all the work. The first deal was thousands of percent return on a single-family deal, and the second deal was thousands of percent return on a multifamily deal. They're both incredible deals. Now, these are not the only deals that he's worked this son through, but I think it's quite a few that he showed up on the presentation. But the important thing is he has taken his young son and worked him into a situation where he's going to be a millionaire by 18 years of age. This is an incredible situation. We've had it done many, many times at Lifestyles, but they're getting younger and younger. We've had 20-year-olds do it. We've had 19-year-old did it. This broke a record with a 19-year-old that did it. Now this young son is only 18 years old, so we're thinking this he'll be able to sign for his own deal and come out of the blocks and hit some incredible numbers. But I'm really excited to have David here. David has been with me for many years. He is my top, other than me, teacher that I have. And I'm really happy to get you on the radio today, David. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me today, Del. I'm so excited. I'm jazzed up still from that, expo. It was dynamite.
Well, for the people who are just tuning in here, have not listened to us for years, do not know who you are. And by the way, I apologize for my voice. I have none. Why don't you give them a little background on you and your story to get started with today?
Sure, Del. So I'm like a lot of people out there. I heard you on the radio. This is back in April 2009. The stock market was crashing. I had over $500,000 in a portfolio. And guess what? That year in April 2009, when I joined Lifestyles, I turned that $500,000 into 70 grand. So I was done with the stock market. I was done with losing money. I wanted something better for myself and my family. I'm an ex-military guy, and my wife was military active duty at the time. She was a captain in the Air Force. Our household income was 65 grand a year. And we were Dave Ramsey people. We are fiscally conservative. We have T-Rex arms. We don't reach in our pocket to pay for anything. So here I am with 70 grand. And, I had the Dave Ramsey mindset, free and clear house. And I'm like, hey, life's good. Well, it was good when I had $500,000, but not when I had 70 grand. So then I hear Dell on the radio, hey, retiring 5 years or less. I'm like, that's for rich people. What about me? I got 70 grand to work with. But I went to Dell seminar and I was blown away. I had no prior real estate experience. I've never done this before. I'm an ex, in law enforcement. I worked narcotics explosives with dogs. And my wife was a captain in the Air Force, making 65 grand a year. We had no experience in real estate. But Dell took me by the hand, showed me how to do this every step of the way, taught me the path to financial freedom through this. And I was able to start with that 70 grand. Fast forward to today, and my net worth is over $14 million. I only have a high school diploma. So the point is, it's an easy path. It's replicatable. Everyone out there, you can do it as well. I did it, and now what's the greatest give back in the world is I get to actually teach the seminar that Dell taught me and carry on that torch for him for the next generation of investors. And now I'm doing it even further because Dell's been really big on legacy lately and about our kids doing it. We started a whole entire kid program, which I'm sure he'll allude to later, where my son is doing it now. And my son started investing at 12 years old. I didn't hand him anything. I don't believe in handouts. I believe in hand-ups. I showed him how to do all this. I gave him 10% of the profits, and that kid took off like a lightning rod. And last year, in one deal, we made over $1 million in just one small apartment.
Yeah, funny. The story was incredible. The way you had him tie it together, that you wouldn't give him the allowance. You had to make him earn money, which, you know, some people say, well, that's child labor. Go, no, idiot, that's how to teach a kid how to be self-sufficient and independent. So that was a great story. And his little thing about, okay, my 10% turned out to be quite a bit of money compared to an allowance, right?
Right, right. Like the thing is we say, hey, house cash flows $200 to $600. That's what we teach. Well, he ended up doing a duplex. Instead of 10% of $200, which is $20 he would have been more than grateful for, he did a duplex, which actually cash flowed $1,000 his first deal, which means he got 10%, he got $100. And you know what's funny is he used that money to pay for his older siblings to do his chores for him, because you're not entitled to anything in our house. He had to do chores. I'm worth millions. He's broke. In other words, I don't want my kid to feel entitled. A lot of parents make that mistake. We do not spoil our kids. We're a very conservative Christian family. You know, I don't drink, smoke, do drugs. And, you know, the homeschooling parents love that. It's like they love how we discipline our child, and a lot of them try to emulate that as well.
You know, I made that mistake. I've given my, you know, gifts and stuff, and none of my kids fell in line, were interested in doing real estate. I know that not all of your children fell for it either, or fell in line, or interested with it. I don't know how to say it. They just didn't, they don't have interest in getting ahead. I think I did mine wrong because I gave them stuff. But,
well, you know, Dale, you say that, but here's the thing. We are going to love our kids no matter what. We're going to support them every step of the way. If they want to be a ballerina dancer, I want them to be the best ballerina dancer in the world. The point is, I just want them to be happy. Yes, we plant the seeds about passive income. Yes, we plant the seeds about this. I have three kids. Only one really took advantage of it. Now, the older one also has a couple rent houses, so they kind of listen to me. But Odin said, I'm going to make a career out of this. This is going to be my lifestyle. I really see the benefits of it. It's every time we go on vacation or everything. Ever since they were little, I said, hey, you know who's paying for this? Our passive income from our apartments and our houses. So from a very early age, they learned why we get to have the nice things once in a while was because of this, and everybody should take advantage of that.
So, David, let's talk about where they can come see you, because everybody out there is going to want to come hear this story. I know that it was the only class. Well, no, we had a couple standing ovations, but I think yours was the strongest standing ovation that we had at the expo. So I know everybody's going to want to get their hands on this information. Plus, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about some other additional things they'll get if they come visit you. But let's start with, when and where can they come see you next?
So I'm going to be in North Texas, which is our Dallas office. It's on 106 Decker Street up there in Dallas. And you can look it up at the website. I'm going to be there 10/26 and 10/27, teaching a two-day seminar showing how to do this from A to B. The coolest thing I teach in this seminar is for brand new people when they come in, is how to find a property. I actually go live on the internet, Dell, and I find them great deals like I showed during those speeches with my son. I can find a property for $5,000, $10,000 out of pocket. You don't need millions of dollars to do this, where people double their money and they're on their path to financial freedom. And the coolest thing is when I show those live on the internet and I find it that day, is usually somebody in the class will make an offer and actually buy that property, and they're already on that path towards financial freedom. That's the coolest thing. And of course, you know, there's a lot more we teach in there, how to buy, locate, evaluate, how to screen your residents. I show you soup to nuts every step of the way, so on Monday when you get out of that seminar, you're ready to change your life for the better.
You know, I've always thought that was the most fun part of teaching the seminar, was to pull live deals up and show people they actually exist, and they exist right now where you're located, or where, if you're not, you know, somewhere else where we can locate them for you. So I've always thought that was incredible. When we come back, I know that you are going to share with us how you did this 1,000% single family deal with your son, and also how you did this 1,000% multifamily deal with your son. So nobody's going to want to cut away from this. You want to hang in here. If you want to get to see David, I want you to go to DellHelpMeNow.com. Go to DellHelpMeNow.com and put in the discount code of DEL, and you're getting a $740 membership for $297, I think it is. It's very inexpensive, so you definitely want to go to DellHelpMeNow.com. Now, Dave, do you have any pictures of that room? Because it was interesting to me. Somebody sent me a picture of one of our competitors who had tried to do an expo on the same day we did, realizing that we were going to suck the wind out of the real estate investing world. And the expo, their expo, as they called it, looked like it had 100 people in it. Your room alone had 400 people in it. In fact, the mistake I made was we didn't get you a large enough room. It was standing room only. Do you have any pictures of that room and you up there in it?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do, and with my son and all. And it's funny, it's exactly what you said. There were so many people upset because the fire marshal basically said, hey, this is all it is, so they wouldn't let more members come into that room, and they all wanted to. So, you know, that's what's great about us recording that class. People can watch it later. But, yeah, we blow it away every year, Dell. You know, the rooms get bigger and bigger, the friends get bigger and bigger, and the members get bigger and bigger, and it's all these people taking action. You know, well, I did actually, I saw some pictures of what you were talking about, that competitor, and they actually had their vendors out in a parking lot in tents. I'm like, I don't know how the whole thing worked, but it's like, you know, I mean, bless their hearts. I wish them the best, yeah. But, you know,
hey. At least they're trying to help people, man. You know, at least they're trying to help people.
Exactly.
One of the things I believe in is the belief of abundance and not scarcity. And I listen to other people speaking out there all the time, and they're always talking about, well, you need to be better than somebody else. I mean, you know, you don't need to be better than somebody else. It's interesting that sometimes that happens, and I just thought that was interesting because of the, in my head, seeing, you know, a couple hundred people compared to you had a packed room who couldn't get them in. By the way, have you seen the picture? Somebody did a wide view shot of the main expo hall with it. You can see the 4,000 people all in this shot. It's unbelievable.
Well,
have you seen that shot yet?
Better than that, because if you look at that shot, that was actually at the place where the guys are doing the lights and the mixers. Do you realize there was like 20 or 30 more rows of seats full behind that on the upper levels too? So it was way more than what that picture showed.
Yeah, it was, because you couldn't see everything. But the bottom line is, you could see that room, from what you could see down for a long ways, was packed.
Oh, yeah, there was one empty seat, absolutely.
And then all the way up behind it, I mean, there was over 4,000 people there, and that was just impressive that you can touch that many people's lives. That's really what it's all about. To be able to get out there. So let's go ahead and let's talk about this single family deal you spoke about at this seminar. Now, one of the things I want everybody to understand is because we want to be conservative, we tell you that you need somewhere between $20,000 and $30,000 to do a single family deal. That isn't really always the case. There are deals that are done for nothing down. We've had people do deals where they took money away from closing. With the hard money arrangement that we have set up, we can knock the amount of out-of-pocket down, way down. But if we say, look, just realistically, the worst-case scenario deal we would do, I think, David, you pegged it at 30
exactly.
grand, what you've been teaching lately. Mm-hmm. The worst deal we would do, or that we'd have our family do, or our friends do, or the mentees that we're mentoring, is 30 grand. That's just a starting point. But the deal that you talked about, your son only had to come up with 5,000 bucks, was it?
Correct. It was 5,000. And, you know, this is what impressed me. I mean, he was young when he bought this. Now, remember, I only give him 10% profit. I don't give him the whole thing. And, you know, he has to work for it. So he's doing every part of the transaction. Even at 12, he understood everything we teach, because he sits back in the room and back in the seminar. Now, for years, he didn't listen, really. But as he grew older, he started getting involved, because I'm a very strict parent, Dell. I only give one gift at Christmas and one gift at the birthday. So that gift matters. And I thought he wanted Pokemon cards, right? He says, no, I want an Aplex. This is when he was 8 years old. Of course, I wouldn't give him the Aplex. But he said, if I have Pokemon cards, I get bored in 2 weeks. But if I have, you know, the Aplex says cash flow every month, I can buy them every month. So he got the idea of passive income. But it wasn't until he was 12 years old where he really got it, until he understood how hard money loan works and going to the title company and, you know, have to have insurance and how to screen your resident. And he's actually taking notes and writing down. I realized he was ready finally. And I said, okay, your parents, you know, his grandparents left us like 40 grand in a stock portfolio for the kids for go to college. Well, I couldn't stand it. It kept going down. It went down to like 28,000. Now, it was Odin, my son, who did all this, and his older siblings were allowed to share that money. But I said, you're not allowed to get the money. You're allowed to use it as your down money to buy something, but that's my money. In other words, because I don't want to, you know, spoil kids. I want them to earn it. So he used that as his down money. Well, he had 28 grand to work with. Well, he found a deal for 5 grand out of pocket. But this is why I was so proud of him, Dell. You know, I always teach single family, single family, single family. It's what I show him, how we find them. But he noticed when we're going through the properties, I'm like, well, you pick which one you want, because we're running the numbers and doing the spreadsheets together. He goes, I want this one. I go, why this one? This is not that good of a deal. He goes, Dad, did you notice in the pictures? There's actually 2 meters. And then he says, Dad, go in the appraisal district like, look up the taxes. So I go to the tax roll, and he goes, look, that is written as a duplex. They're selling it as a single family. They're wrong on their numbers, Dad. I'm like, I didn't even notice this. So it took a mediocre deal and turned to a fantastic deal. So instead of rent of like $1,400 a month, it was two rents at $1,000, $1,200. So he would make $1,000 a month, not $200 a month. It just blew me away. And that just got him going because he's like, oh, my gosh, I get 10% of $1,000. I have $100 a month. To a 12-year-old, that is the world. When he was expecting to get $200, which would have been $20, like, you know, $5 a week, and here he's getting $100, which is $25 a week, because we don't give allowances.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's pretty good. So, yeah. You know what struck me, Dave, on this is bless your father's heart to leave, you know, some education and money behind. You know, you always love to think that you can do that someday. But can you imagine the difference between leaving $40,000 behind and leaving the knowledge of how to make 1,000% return or how to make $1 million in a year? The difference in families who are leaving the hard-earned, well-earned, hard scraped up together little sum they can for their kids and their grandkids and leaving them hoping they can do something good for them and or leaving their kids as, you know, potential millionaires. Can you feel the difference in that?
Dell, it really comes down to this, the hearts and minds of the people out there listening. I always sit there and say when I hear something like this, what's in it for me? Well, the financial education that we do at Lifestyles is generational. It's not just here's a chunk of money and you make money off it and whittle down. That's what we're taught by society, where the average American has 100,000 IRA. The problem is if you don't teach your kids what to do with that, if you pass away, they get 100K, they go out there and buy a boat and a car and all this, and they have nothing to show for it. But we sit there and say, hey, buy some houses or do this, or and learning to double your money, even in retirement, it is just a world of difference. Because even our education system, Dell, what do they teach them in high school? They don't teach them how to do a budget. They don't teach them how to, you know, apply for a loan. They teach them, you know, how to diagram a sentence or the periodic table. You never use that after high school. It's all worthless information. They're so indoctrinated to be a worker, and we're trying to teach them financial freedom. And you got to get it from when they're early age on to say, let your money work for you, not you work for your money. It's just that concept of passive income. If we could just teach our kids that, we want them to have, you know, a better society than we have.
We're going to have to take a break right there. They're pushing us out the back end. I hear the music playing. We will be right back with David Fisher and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa appreciates having mentors who have her back.
Having the faith to move forward, and y'all have everything provided. I could call a mentor and say, hey, I don't know what to do. You know, someone is always there to guide you. I have backup.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join now for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Fresh back from the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income. I've got David Fisher here with me, which is one of our teachers going to be teaching here in October, the end of October. And we want you to be able to attend that. David had a lecture that was so rousing that he had a standing ovation in a packed room that you could not get into. There was no more room. Fire marshal wouldn't let him in. So we want everybody to be able to pick this up. And David, let's go over again, if we could. When is this next class that people will be able to get to you at?
So it's October 26th and October 27th, you know, 106 Decker Drive in Irving, Texas. You can look it up. And right before I teach that seminar, you know, you can go to the case study the Thursday night. So you can also come in person there as well. And I encourage you to watch that because it's a great prelude to me teaching that seminar where we have real people get up there and tell their stories.
Yeah, that's always important because seeing people tell their stories is always something that makes this more real to everybody. Let's talk about for a second, give them a little meat if we could, because, you know, listeners, they listen to this and they go, well, give us something. Let's tell them a little bit about the single family deal you did.
Okay, so like I said, this one ended up being $5,000 out of pocket, right? And we estimated we would make, in the beginning, about $50,000 on it. Now, we held it for a couple years. In the end, off of that $5,000, after we sold it, you know, at closing, we walked away with $142,000 on a $5,000 investment. That is a 2,800% return. I've never heard of somebody with a 2,800% return. It is so life-changing for my son because he said, hey, well, if I take that $30,000, well, it's 28 grand, and I buy like five houses like this and 50 grand a piece, I'd have 250. Well, just off one of those, he made $140,000. Think how mind-blowing that number is of the knowledge that that kid got from both you and me and Curtis Haynes, and he talks to all these different guys because he's like, I want to mimic success. I want to find successful people and do that. But, I mean, come on, how many people ever made over even 100% return? And that's what I always sit there and say, what's my minimum, like you were alluding to earlier? We want to buy something $30,000 out of pocket and make $30,000, we make 100% return, we'll make $200 in cash flow. Well, this kid blew it away. I mean, he really took what we said to heart, and he looked at, I mean, come on, think of the energy of a 12-year-old. He looked at hundreds and hundreds of deals till he found the perfect one for him because he didn't want to mess it up. And it's so neat watching him evaluate apartment deals now that he's 18 because he's like, look, you know, Del, the second we get back from the expo debt, I'm going to do my LEED certification. I'm going to get that done in a week. You know, he's like all in at 100%. I go, well, you have to wait till you're 18. You know, I had to hold him back a little bit. And I'm like, now you have the money and you can be a LEED investor and not only help yourself but other people as well.
So, Dave, there's more to that story. And the reason I want to get to it is I've always taught for 30 years. I pull up one slide or a piece of paper, whichever I happen to be working with that day, and show people that if you buy five houses and wait 10 years, you'll be a millionaire. If you buy 10 houses and wait 5 years, you'll be a millionaire. So let's talk about this house. You made the large capital gain, but you didn't even bring up how much you made on the cash flow. Can you bring the cash flow into the picture also and then tie this all together as to how much did one $5,000 investment do for this, you know, person, Ali, your son, as one deal? And how many deals would it take with that size deal to make $1 million?
Sure. And this is why it's so impressive, guys. Look, this is a duplex. The one unit rented for $1,100. The other unit rented for $1,000. So we're bringing in $2,100. I know in radio land it's hard, but just remember $2,100. Now the expenses each month, because you have to pay expenses, guys. You're going to have to pay your principal, your interest, your tax, your insurance. That was $1,100. So if you take the $2,100 minus the $1,100, you come up with $1,000 of money per month. And if you come to seminar, I'll teach you why that can be all tax-free income if done correctly, the way Del teaches, the way I teach. So that's $12,000 of real money going in your pocket tax-free off of $5,000. That's 240% per year. So think about it. You invested $5,000. Within 6 months, you got all your money back. Now it's an infinite rate of return. But the point is, just listen to this. You took five grand and you're making $12,000 a year. What if we bought five like that? Well, five times 12,000 is 60 grand a year. And because it's tax-free income, that's like a $90,000 a year job. Heck, you could do that in 6 months of lifestyles if done correctly. We even had class at the expo, how to buy 10 houses in 10 months. They were showing that class over and over because members actually take action and do that. Why wouldn't you want to learn that? Spend a weekend, come with me and learn how I did it step by step, how my son's done it. And I'm going to bring my son up with me. He's not going to be teaching. I'm going to be teaching the seminar. But, you know, he's always in the back of the room and people always ask him questions and he's so excited and the other kids talk to him and stuff and inspire them because what better way as a family, go to an event, have your kids hang out as well, have them learn how to do it. You know, if they're too young, I understand, you know, you don't want a 10-year-old there. But, you know, if they're 13, 14, 15, bring them with you. Make it a family event, husband, wife, and learn how to do this.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that question. You nailed it. What age is the right age to have them come to your seminar? I mean, obviously, the older they are, the more they'll pay attention. But what do you think you can get away with?
And we get this all the time. You know, people want to bring their kids when they're too young. If they're crying and whining and stuff, they're not ready for this. You understand? What I always tell a parent is bring them there. I want them at least 13 years old so they're mature enough to sit in a classroom. So, and what I tell you is if your kid is really into it, you know, you can tell by lunchtime or they look at their phone the whole time or not. You know, there are kids, I'd say 5 out of 10 kids really understand this because we teach through stories. It's very biblical. It's like parable teaching. And when you teach through stories, the kids listen. They might not understand all the terms and numbers and stuff, but they understand the concepts of what we're teaching, that you don't have to work for the rest of your life, that retirement is a pile of money. A retirement is actually a stream of income.
You know, it's funny. We have the giant networking event where there's like 250 lead investors and thousands of passives milling around together, meeting each other. And I went into that thing and I got attacked by a group of about 20 kids, man. And they came up to me and they said, "You know, we're gonna be rich. And we're going to be millionaires by the time we're 20 years old." Like, oh my God, we've really inspired these people. So I have decided that, you know, for years people have asked me, "Why don't you teach a child's program?" And quite honestly, David, until I saw a couple of you guys do it correctly, I was afraid to have a children's program. And the reason I was is because people love their kids more than anything in the whole world. They would kill you if you mess up their kids. But now that we've got, you know, right now we have many, many, many kids that are doing this. And we have two of them that already have, you know, done apartment complexes on their own in their teens before they're even 20 years old. And I know, I'm sure Odin's going to do probably the same thing. Now that we have the map, and because we now have a map that we can teach that parents can be trustful in, that's why by this summer we're going to have it. In fact, I'm going to announce it right now. We have another expo coming up in, what was it, May? Is that what it is? We're going to have it ready by May. And we are going to open that up for May Expo. And so people can come to that and get that as soon as possible. Let's see, we've got 2 minutes left here. Let's talk about the multifamily deal just a bit. Give us a little taste of what that was about.
So this was a small property. It was a little 10 unit. Now, the whole concept was, as people follow me on Facebook, you can look me up on Facebook if you want, guys. Just when you're looking for a person, put in David Fisher with no C and then lifestyles, because there's a million David Fishers, and just follow me, okay? And you can actually see, I always record everything we do. So last year, my son at 17 years old goes, "Dad, you make millions a year on your big apartments. What about me? I'm young. I'm 17. How could I do this?" I go, "Bigger's not better. Better is better. You don't have to buy the biggest thing in the world. I know everybody does that, but I want you to learn on something small." I said, "You can literally buy two little, like 8 or 10 units, make a $500,000 on each one, and make $1 million in 1 year. You have the money from your single families to actually do this." He said, "Dad, there's no way." So what do? The very next month, I bought him that 10-unit plus, and then afterwards I bought a 14-unit as well, within a month of each other. He finished up the 10-unit. He's halfway through the 14-unit. The point is, the 10-unit, he took $160,000 down from the bank, and here we are a year later, there's over $1 million profit. I mean, the kid's set up for life, and they get so excited about doing all that work, but what did I tell him? You have to earn it. You are learning here. You're learning off my money helping you because, you know, I put up that original $28,000, you know, from the grandparents. Eventually, I'll give it all over to him, but you don't give a kid $1 million. So what do? I hold back everything. He gets 10%. But now he has 100 grand, and he says, "Dad, now I can be a lead investor. I earned this. I proved myself. Let me go do my first lead deal."
Now, David, when we talked, or when you were giving the workshop, you said you were going to give people some stuff that would really help them. But you held it back to say, "You got to come to my seminar." I understand that you want to fill the room and we want to have that feeling you had that day so people can see how exciting this is. But what was it you had offered that you would give away if they showed up to this next seminar?
So remember, Dell, I taught two classes in a row, and you actually, you know, sat through both of those classes, which I was amazed and I was awed that you came to them. So the first class I taught was about what's called a scope of work and rehab, and this was so impressive. People that, there's one guy, Roger Hoff, in a room who has over 50 houses himself. Guy with so much experience, right? He said, "Oh my God, this is the greatest class. Can you please send me copies of your slides? Because I show how to do a scope of work and how much the items and the discounts we get at Lifestyles. I took all the greatest from, I stole from all the other lead investors and homeowners of 35 years of experience through Lifestyles. I took all the best of the best and put it together with SKU numbers and slides exactly how to do that. So if they come in person to my seminar, I'm actually, what I never done before, I'm actually going to sit there and give everybody, you know, a copy of that so they can get that information. That's why it blows you away. And all these people want it. They're messaging me all weekend long. Like, "Can I please have a copy of your slides?" I'm like, "Look, come to the seminar. I'll give it to you there." You know what I mean? So I'm going to figure out a way to get that to everybody that comes at seminar on the 26th and 27th this month. It will blow you away. Every lead investor and every investor should be coming and watching how I do that.
You know, it's funny. My wife, Melissa, has been with me We've been married 17 years, or together 17 years, but she worked for me for a couple of years before that. So it's close to 20 years experience. She worked for other people before me in the industry. And she was furiously writing stuff down as fast as she could, trying to get those SKU numbers and everything. And I told her, hey, you know, write it all down, but bottom line is we'll be able to get it back to you when this stuff comes back out. So in this particular case, if somebody wants to get this stuff now, they want to get it now and not wait
right.
until it comes out published, they can come to this weekend. What other stuff do you got lined up for this weekend that's going to be interesting for people?
Well, it's 26 and 27. So
I'm sorry, not this weekend.
Actually, the other week. But my point is I want folks to understand, and it depends when they listen to the radio show, is I'm going to teach them how to buy, locate, evaluate, you know, all the normal things we teach there. And the most key thing is, let's say, what's in it for me? I'm listening for the first time. If I go to a seminar, what am I going to really learn? The point is, by the end of that weekend, everybody who comes will know how to go out there and invest and either buy a house on their own or invest in multifamily or have help along the way, somebody holding your hand through that if you want to do that. Change your life forever. The point is, look, let's say that we take the mediocre deal that we teach. The worst case scenario is $30,000 out of pocket, you make $30,000. That's 100% return. So what's in it for you? Well, look what you have in your IRA, your 401k, your TSP, equity in your home. Let's say you have $100,000 saved up. Well, with that same math, with $30,000 turns into $60,000, your $100,000 would turn into $200,000. You would learn more in that weekend than if you took action on that and bought some houses, bought some apartments, and double your money in a year or two than you did in 30 years of what you're doing now. It would be a totally different trajectory for you and your family, which would allow you not only that, but to retire in 5 years or less through what's called the cash flow, the passive income, and how to do it correctly, tax-free or tax-deferred. I will teach you that. It is mind-blowing. It will be the most 16 hours of information you learn in your entire life, and it'll be amazing.
You know, I had a guy. I have two favorite stories that I want to share. One of them was a guy that I talked to, and he got up and was going to do a case study for us. As I started talking to him, I said, you know, that's pretty extensive house remodel you've done there. Have you done this before? And he says, yes, I've done like hundreds of houses. I said, how long have you been doing this? He goes, 41 years. I said, then why did you join Lifestyles Unlimited? He said, because once I came and found out about apartments, I could see that even though I love houses and I'll continue to do them forever because I'm an active person. He's like you, David. He's got to be tinkering with something or he's not happy. But he said, beyond that, I wanted to learn this apartment stuff. And I said, have you done any of them yet? He goes, no, I've only done 41 of them so far. And I'm like, what? 41 apartments. And then I looked at the guy and said, Lynn, I got to ask you a question, Dave. I ask you a question. You got to be worth over $10 million, right? He goes, he looked at me with a big, giant smile, took his thumb and pointed in the air and started shaking like up, up, up. And I said, okay, over $20 million, right? And he kept smiling, kept putting his finger. I said, that's it. I'm not going to ask anymore. The other one that got me was a lady that started crying. She goes, you know, for 3 years, my husband told me we should do this. And I go, okay, great. And she goes, but I was a skeptic. I told him no. I said, okay. And she goes, but now that I met you personally and listened to this myself, we're going to do this big. We're going to change our lives. I'm like, man, it's amazing what happens, David, when they come to these live events. It changes their life forever. And that's why I do it. I know that's why you do it. We don't need the money anymore. So let's get it out there one more time. We only have like a minute left here. Where and how can they get to you?
So like I say, it's at 106 Decker Drive in Irving, Texas. You can just Google it on the maps. Go to Lifestyles website. What is it? Give me total Dell Freedom or whatever.
There's two of them, so let's not confuse them. Let's stick with one. DellHelpMeNow.com and put in the code DEL and you'll get a discount from $740 to $297. So that's DellHelpMeNow, all one word, DellHelpMeNow.com and put in the code DEL, D-E-L. And that's how they can get this $297 membership or get the $740 membership for $297 and they can attend this with you. So this is, again, give them the date again.
10/26 and 10/27.
All right, 10/26, 10/27. That's past my birthday. I'll be another year older by the time I get to hear you again. Right? So, yeah. Yeah, I appreciate you coming on, David. I really appreciate the work you do with people, and I look forward to working on the kids program next year with you. So the rest of you out there, remember this, not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll be right back.
for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.